A senior Kremlin official says Russia will not ratify the Kyoto Protocol in its present form. The treaty, completed in 1997 after years of intense negotiations, is designed to limit greenhouse gas emissions. If the Russian position is confirmed, it would be a fatal blow to the agreement. President Bush rejected the treaty shortly after taking office, essentially giving Russia veto power, since without U.S. or Russian support, the protocol can't take effect. Yesterday's statement by a top advisor to Russia's President Vladimir Putin coincides with a U.N. climate change conference in Milan, Italy. Eileen Claussen is president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why would Russia's rejection mean the Kyoto Treaty is dead?
Well, for the treaty to go into effect, you need 55 countries representing 55% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the world. And with the withdrawal of the United States, you can't make the 55% unless Russia agrees to ratify.
So Russia's emissions and U.S. emissions are sufficient.
To block it.
How much of a difference would the treaty make in slowing the pace of climate change?
Well, actually, very little. I think some will say that Kyoto is a silly agreement to begin with because it actually won't do very much for the global climate. But I think that misses the point. What it has done is focus the world's attention on this, focus industry's attention on this, and it actually has resulted in a huge amount of activity, all moving in the right direction from many, many people in many countries.
Your organization today is publishing a report that examines steps necessary to do something about climate change. What role do you see for international agreements like the Kyoto Agreement?
Well, I think if you actually want to address the climate change issue, you need a technological revolution. You have to change the way we generate and consume energy, and that's a very big deal. In order to do that, you need to get the market to work to change everything. But I think in the end, the market won't do it unless government demands it. And so there is a need for some kind of a global framework to set the objectives and essentially tell people what to do.
Well, that's it. I mean, you see clean technologies as the ultimate way to address climate change. But how do you drive those new technologies without having an international agreement that creates big incentives for nations to move away from businesses?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think you do need some kind of a global agreement, and then you need national policies that would also help drive it. I think industry has the capability to do it. And has shown that a lot of things can be done at virtually no cost. But someone has to demand it, and I think it's up to government to do it.
If Kyoto's dead, has anything been accomplished in the past decade of negotiations on climate change?
Well, you know, a lot of countries have gone ahead and ratified Kyoto. For example, all the countries in the European Union have done this, and they've set up an emissions trading system, which is actually quite innovative, and I think that's very important. There are more than 40 states in the United States that have climate change programs of one sort or another, and I don't think they'd have that without Kyoto. And then there are about 30 companies who have set their own targets. Many of them have met those targets, and none of that would have happened without Kyoto. So I think we should also look at what Kyoto's accomplished even without it going into effect.
Is Europe at work on those technologies that you foresee?
Yes, it is. And even in the United States, there are companies who are trying to move ahead as fast as they can. I'm afraid that it wouldn't be, they won't go far enough or fast enough without some kind of demand from government.
So with Kyoto gone, now what?
Well, I think even if Kyoto actually does go into effect, because I'm not quite willing to go to its funeral yet, I'm not sure if the response from the Russian advisor is a definitive statement from the Russian government. But even if it is, I think we really have to start looking beyond Kyoto. We have to figure out what kind of an agreement would make sense that would draw in the big emitters in the developing world and the United States.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eileen Claussen is president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change, a nonprofit, nonpartisan, independent organization on global climate change.